It's not like me to turn away when the whoopee cushion flatulates. Just when I think I can walk away, I'm so addicted to all the things you do when you're flatulating on ABC. All the sounds you make when the toxic gas escapes, it's unlike anything. Uh-oh. America's favorite Yentas could be in some legal trouble. And just in case anyone is wondering, and I normally don't do this because my song choices are usually obvious, but that was the Behind the Line remix to Addicted by Saving Abel. Excellent, excellent song. If you've never heard it before, I encourage you guys to check it out. But anyway, been a little while now since we have talked about our favorite beauties on The View. There's been so much breaking news lately in the NFL and the NBA, I haven't had time to monitor my beauties and the whoopee cushion. My inside sources tell me my ladies on The View, they've been feeling a bit neglected. They're feeling jealous. We have spent so much time focusing on the dancing queen Jackie Mahomes and his brother Patrick, who is using him to be famous. A couple of times this week, we have talked about the prepubescent boy. Meg Rapinoe has been given the attention that she desires. We have talked about LeBron James. We have talked about the fungus, the epidemic that has infected the NBA, Draymond Green. Which, by the way, even though I am not surprised by this, I am extremely disappointed in Adam Silver. For those that don't know, Draymond Queen has been suspended indefinitely by Adam Silver in the NBA front office. In my opinion, that is a cop-out. It's another example of weak leadership from Adam Silver. I believe that he didn't put a number of games on this suspension because the Golden State Warriors are one of the biggest draws in the league, and the NBA front office, they want to see Draymond Green back on the court. If it were up to me, Draymond Green, he would be banned for life from the NBA. We have spent a lot of time, though, the past couple of weeks talking about sports, and we have been neglecting the Yentas on The View. But don't worry, ladies, don't worry. KC didn't forget about you. For a couple of years, Meghan McCain was the leading punching bag on The View. Now, some people mistakenly believe that she was given this job because of her father, the late John McCain. Now, I never liked John McCain, at least as a politician, but I'm not going to speak ill of the dead here. But his daughter, she wasn't hired by ABC because she was related to John McCain. She was only given her role on The View for diversity reasons. Well, KC, she doesn't represent diversity. She chooses to identify as a white female. Yeah, no shit. But have you seen the panel on this show? Meghan McCain was a minority. What about Joy Behar? Joy Behar is red. That's why we call her Big Red. Meghan McCain represented diversity because she was the only Republican on The View. 2 years ago, she abruptly left The View. She quit. Now, at the time, Meghan McCain claimed that she was quitting because she was moving to Washington, D.C., and she didn't want to make the daily commute on the Bruce Caboose into New York City. But a couple of months ago, Meghan McCain, she revealed the real reason that she retired from being a Yenta. The 2 years on The View were the worst 2 years of my life. It was agonizing. I was miserable. I would imagine you were miserable. If I had to smell the flatulence from the whoopee cushion 5 days a week, I would be miserable too. If I was forced to listen to Joy Behar attempt to be a comedian and my bosses wanted me to fake laugh at her jokes, if I was forced to do that, I would be miserable too. It has been over 2 years now since Meghan McCain traded in her Yenta membership and rejoined society as a normal woman. Yet, for some reason, the beauties on The View, they can't stop talking about her. Their latest conversation about Meghan McCain might land them in legal trouble. But before I show you guys the clip, let's go ahead and get to the sponsor for today's video, my good friends over at All Strokes Matter. A while back, I had a woman reach out to me asking where she could buy her husband clothes that were made by Americans for Americans. She didn't want to support woke clothing brands, but she wanted high-quality clothing for her husband. Now, obviously, KC doesn't know shit about fashion, but I do happen to know the best brand of American-made clothes, my friends over at All Strokes Matter. For all my golfers out there, All Strokes Matter, they just released this new line of polo-style shirts. Now, of course, my personal favorites are the long-sleeve tees like I'm wearing right now. For all my ladies out there, all strokes matter. They also offer unisex jackets and hoodies that will keep you warm throughout the winter. All Strokes Matter has plenty of options if you're looking for ideas for the men in your family for Christmas. And if you can't decide what they would like, just buy them a gift card. Let them decide for themselves. Unlike the organization Black Lives Matter, All Strokes Matter. They actually care about America. These are American employees making American clothes with American materials for American men and women. Yes, their prices are a bit higher than clothes made in foreign sweatshops, but can't have it both ways here. Can't say that you want to support American brands, then complain about American prices. So click the link in the description below. Use my promo code BTLFANS30. That's BTLFANS30. Receive 30% off your first purchase of $25 or more with All Strokes Matter. All right. Earlier this week, the ladies on The View, they were talking about the many crimes of Hunter Biden. Now, of course, they didn't call them crimes. Anytime a parishioner of Woke United Methodist breaks the law, it's not referred to as a crime. It's simply a misunderstanding. Yeah, I'm sure all of those alleged prostitutes misunderstood the room number and walked into Hunter Biden's hotel room by mistake. The millions of dollars that were allegedly wired from Ukraine, I'm sure Western Union made a mistake there. All of these allegations against the Biden Hunter, it's all one big misunderstanding. But if Donald Trump Jr., mini Orange Man bad, if Donald Trump Jr. overpays the IRS on his taxes, they would invent a charge of reverse tax evasion and charge him with it. Speaking of taxes, that was the topic earlier this week on The View. The Beauties, they were discussing Hunter Biden's federal tax case and how it was negatively impacting his father, John. Well, Casey, don't you mean Joe? No, I mean John, our fearless leader. He is so confused, he doesn't even recognize his own first name. I found this discussion on The View to be kind of confusing. There are so many other things that are having a negative impact on John Biden. Hunter Biden's criminal charges, that should be the least of his worries. We have a wide open southern border that's wider than a bruised boodle at the Butt Bongo Festival. Inflation is so bad, they're having to bend the rules as to how it's calculated. If you remove groceries, gas, and electricity, inflation has only increased by 2%. Yeah, well, if my Uncle Hollis removed his Johnson, he would be my Aunt Pam. The Yentas, they were discussing Hunter Biden, and for some reason, they tried to tie in and associate Meghan McCain with his case. It was very bizarre. Watch it for yourself.
Joe Biden's crime is being Hunter Biden's father. Did Hunter Biden influence peddle on his last name? Yes, he did. So did half of Washington. People sitting at this table did it. Did Hunter Biden cheat on his taxes? Yes, he did.
So actually, who at this table peddled on their last
name? I did. I'm not talking about currently.
Okay,
so we just wanted to clear our names.
Okay.
I was like, oh my God.
What was so funny about that? With Joy Behar absent, I guess the comedic role was given to Alice Navarro or Annie Navarro. Okay, it doesn't matter what her name is. She's one of two panelists on The View that has remained anonymous. Everyone knows the whoopee cushion. We all know and love the radiant sun hosting Asuncion. As you guys know, Sun is my favorite cast member. Alyssa the Farrah Griffin is well known as the Great Pretender. For years, she was a loyalist to Donald Trump. As soon as ABC offered her millions of dollars in woke welfare, Alyssa the Farrah Griffin denounced her love of oranges. There's always been two anonymous beauties on this show. One of them's that blonde lady who contributes absolutely nothing, and the other has now been identified as Anne Navarro. If Meghan McCain has it her way, she will soon be identified as the defendant. Yesterday, Meghan McCain got on social media to refute these allegations on The View. Supposedly, she contacted her attorney and she is threatening to file a lawsuit against The View for libel and slander. Look, I cannot think of a better gift for Christmas than someone suing The View into bankruptcy. Going into the season, there were rumors over the summer that ABC was thinking about canceling The View. We all got excited when ratings crashed for the season premiere. Finally, the show seemed to be heading in the right direction, cancellation. Unfortunately, though, ratings have rebounded over the last couple of months. The men who were dating the lonely women who watched this garbage, they finally woke up and realized she ain't wife material. Can you imagine being married to a woman who watches The View? Everything is going well at first. You even reach the point where you take her home to mom. Mom cooks a nice meal. She's excited to meet your future bride. When you bow your heads to say grace, your girl is suddenly inspired by the whoopee cushion and she farts at the dinner table. While I would love nothing more than to see The View sued out of existence, I just don't see it happening. I don't think Meghan McCain has a strong case here. Now, full transparency, I'm obviously not a lawyer. I have limited knowledge when it comes to the law, especially when it comes to lawsuits. But this potential lawsuit, to me, it is the definition of frivolous. I hate to defend the Yentas on The View, but they didn't even mention Meghan McCain by name. They simply implied that she used her last name to further her career. Who fucking cares? Nepotism has been happening since the beginning of time. Would anyone doubt that Meghan McCain has benefited from her last name and her father? I cannot stand frivolous lawsuits, especially with something like this, because it could put restrictions on speech. I don't want to see people, even women I disagree with on The View, I don't want to see them sued into silence. I would rather the destruction of The View happen the old-fashioned way. 2.3 million lonely women get into happy relationships and The View no longer has an audience. I cannot imagine that her lawyer would go through with this lawsuit. Maybe some of the lawyers in this audience can let us know if Meghan McCain has a case here, but my limited knowledge of the law tells me this case is a sure loser. All right. Wanted to give you guys a quick heads up here. I'm going to be on vacation next week. Leaving out on Monday. We'll be back on Friday. I'll be back on the channel next Saturday. I'm hoping to get a couple of videos uploaded while I'm gone. I know we've been doing two videos lately on Saturdays and Sundays. It's probably not going to be the case this weekend. I'm going to try to save those two videos for next week while I'm gone. Plus, it's going to take me a lot of time this weekend to get the video done for the Huge Embarrassing Failure Awards. But let me know what you think of Meghan McCain potentially suing The View. Does she have a case here? Did you think that this was libel? Did you think that this was slander? I'm no defender of the women on The View, but I just don't see it. But give me your thoughts on this. Sound off in the comments below. I'll see you guys tomorrow.